Netball News, the SPA National Women's Netball Championships in Cape Town will start today despite a bus carrying two teams from the OR Tambo district in the Eastern Cape being involved in a fatal accident in which three players and an official died, in addition to 25 being injured. The bus was carrying the district's under 21 and senior team and players. We are now joined by Netball SA President Cecilia Mulugwane to talk about this horrific development. Cecilia, it is not a good morning. We are heartbroken. We are saddened and devastated. What exactly happened yesterday?
It's not really a good morning. It was never a good afternoon or morning yesterday for all of us, especially the netball family, because at the end of the day, we never anticipated this or expected this to happen. In the early hours of the morning, I got a call from one of the officials to say they are in a car accident. There's a car accident that happened, and a bus overturned, and they will keep me posted of what happened, but they just wanted to inform me. And when I was informed, I took the courage after all this, and I phoned the MEC of Sport there to say I've just been informed of what is happening. Then I phoned even the Sports Confederation President of Eastern Cape, and immediately after I gave them the call, they moved from where they are to the scene. And unfortunately, I couldn't get hold of anyone after that, and it scared me too. It really scared me, because I've just talked to people and suddenly the phones are not there, are not being picked up, and started connecting people and seeing how we can get help, and called, activated 911 to make sure that players and everybody that is there is helped. The Eastern Cape government really went all out to help the players. And after a while, I got the news that we lost three players and an official. I'm deeply hurt, because the official that we lost, I was talking to her before she left. She actually texted me and said to me, "President, we are leaving. Pray for us." And I don't know why she said that. And I said, "Kaku, with God's grace and mercy, you'll arrive here safely and you'll be safe." And I don't know. I'm just lost of words. This is the worst tragedy that has ever hit us as netball. And I don't have words. My sympathy to the family. It's not easy to release a child to say go and play a tournament, and later on you get the news that your child is no more.
It really is. It's heartbreaking, President. Do we know what has happened with the 25 that were sent to hospital immediately?
Yeah, the MEC was there. She gave me all the brief of what happened. They took the others. I mean, seven are seriously injured. They are in hospital as we speak. Three in another hospital, four in another hospital with serious injuries. And the others, they've made sure that they take them to their homes and to see that they are there. And they called in counseling, they called in even care of the givers, put a hand there. We are still to go there as Netball South Africa. The MEC said she'll give us a heads up of when we can come and meet the families. Those kids are my kids. Unfortunately, they are my kids. I might not have given birth to them, but they are my kids. I need to go there and meet the family and tell them their loss is our loss, and we are with them.
But now with these developments, the big question is, why are the championships still continuing this morning?
Unfortunately, we had 93 teams that confirmed, and all the 93 teams came. And to tell people that have booked in hotels, Cape Town is very expensive, my dear. And people that have paid transport for their own money from their own pocket, and to tell them that we cannot continue the tournament, to me, it's a catch-22 situation. It's not a situation that one wants to be in. However, we said we will continue the tournament because people are here to play a tournament. We empathize and we sympathize with Eastern Cape. We will take the part that we'll have to play. But players want to be here. I know the spirit and the mood will never be the same. Believe me, everything is so sad here. Yeah. We were addressing the team managers yesterday, and you know, it's a sad mood. Not a very good tournament.
It really is, and I know our time is limited, but also the defending champions, Tshwane, have withdrawn from the event due to, you know, the testing of positive COVID-19 cases. So you are still positive that this championship should continue?
Look, the tournament is not about Tshwane, and let's not even put it there. Yes, they are the defending champions. They've won this 4 years in succession. If they would have won this year, it would be their fifth year to win the Spanish National. Mm-hmm. However, we cannot surround the championships around one district, when we have got 52 districts in this country. So they couldn't make it not because of their liking, but because of the situation they find themselves in, that they've got COVID-19 tested post cases. And you know, we don't know more about this Omicron variant. And for us to save lives and to keep everybody safe, we advise that the whole team stay behind.
All right, sure. The president of Netball South Africa, Cecilia Mologwane, talking about the tragedy that happened yesterday, a multi-vehicle collision which led to three netball players dying and an official also, and 25 others have been injured. That's where we'll wrap it up for now from the sports desk. For 5 Breakfast Sport, I am Xolisi Zondo.